Hello, my name is Luke Crane, and I am interviewing Vincent Baker, a role-playing game designer for Pelgrane Press's C-Page XX magazine. So Vincent is a designer and publisher of four role-playing games: Kill Puppies for Satan, Dogs in the Vineyard, Poisoned, and In a Wicked Age. You also, Vincent, published a tabletop war game called Mechaton.
Yes.
Excellent. Your first game, Vincent, that you published was Kill Puppies for Satan.
Mm-hmm.
In Kill Puppies for Satan, you played kind of small-town suburban losers.
Not necessarily suburban, but yes, small-time losers.
Satanists. I got a distinctly suburban sense out of it.
I did go to high school in a distinctly suburban environment, and that is what I was getting out of my system. So, yes.
So, did you, pun intended, were you exercising demons in Kill Puppies for Satan?
I don't know if I exercised them. I certainly gave them expression.
Okay, interesting. So, in the game, you quite literally express demons as you murder and torture small animals.
Yes.
In order to gain favor with Satan and other demons of
yes.
hell.
Yeah, mostly Satan.
Mostly Satan. You can get a direct line to Satan in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call him on the telephone.
Right. I played Kill Puppies for Satan a number of times. I've enjoyed it. Many of the times I played. Kill Puppies for Satan is exhausting to play.
Yeah.
It's a very light game, but ultimately, I've heard this complaint outside of myself. In fact, I think I remember hearing you say it, that repetitive torturing of defenseless creatures by losers tends to wear on one.
It gets old. Yeah. I was surprised anybody ever played it. I'd never played it. I published it without ever having played it.
Ah, excellent, excellent. It's an interesting point of data. So then, so your latest game is In a Wicked Age.
Yes.
Have you played In a Wicked Age?
I have played In a Wicked Age.
So how is
many times?
Many times. Okay. And you have since played Kill Puppies for Satan since it was published?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is In a Wicked Age different than Kill Puppies for Satan? How is your latest game different than your first game?
You want the short list or the long list? Or it's a playable game, for instance.
Kill Puppies for Satan is playable.
Well, it's exhausting. I wouldn't want to play it much. I certainly wouldn't want to play it over and over.
So,
In a Wicked Age, clips right along. You get started, and it's hard to stop playing. It's the opposite.
So it's designed. So when we say we get exhausted, we're talking about a session of play, right? For Kill Puppies, after a session of play,
we're exhausted, and you dread the second session, and then you dread the third session a lot harder. And
okay, so how is In a Wicked Age different then? Like what? What makes it clip along?
Well, that's a great question. Kill Puppies for Satan, you have to do all the work. And In a Wicked Age, the game design is very supportive. Does that even make sense?
Supportive how?
Can
you give me an example of how it supports you?
So in a Wicked Age, you pull these elements of their characters and their sort of mini situations.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a troop of desert horsemen hiding a woman amongst them.
Okay.
And that is immediately sparky. You can see where that's going to go, and you can see
right
where the many ways it can go. In Kill Puppies for Satan, you have these low-life Satanists.
Right.
And so what? There isn't any interaction between them built into the game. There isn't any interaction between the players built into the game, the players and the GM built into the game. So you have sort of this inert stuff that you have to lift into motion. Whereas with In a Wicked Age, the stuff comes to you already in motion, and you just sort of ride it. And I mean, you're driving the whole time. in both games, but you weren't doing any grunt work, any lifting in Wicked Edge.
Hmm. Interesting.
I have no idea if that one makes sense to anybody but me.
It's a little esoteric. I think I understand what you're saying. But there are compelling reasons to play your first game design. It's funny.
Yes.
There is a high humor factor in there. And part of that, like part of the elements of the humor factor are very compelling. Getting to talk on the phone to Satan, or having one player be able to play Satan is very engaging and is in fact situation. It's not a classic fiction, right. It's rather postmodern. The losers get to talk to the great evil, right? It's all the same. We're all on the same plane. You're laughing because I said postmodern.
No, that's really interesting. That's funny. That's fun.
Do you disagree?
I'm flattered.
I mean, I think it's inevitable. I think, I think there's situation in the game. So, and just because you put a fine point on it, you put a literary spin on it, and you have, the classic, the woman hiding among the desert horsemen. Okay. One is compelling to one audience. One is compelling to another. They're not necessarily dissimilar.
Okay.
Tell me why.
I don't know. Maybe you're talking me into it. Maybe I'll go back and play that game again.
So what mechanic then makes the situation for playing the young woman among the horsemen, hiding her identity, right?
Oh, what mechanic does it?
So what?
Oh my God, the O-list in Wicked Edge. So what happens is if you roll dice against somebody who has better dice, your character has a better shot at becoming a recurring character, a long-term character. In Wicked Edge, there is no guarantee that you'll ever get to play your character again.
Okay.
Unless you consistently challenge the character. You go up against people with bigger dice than yours. And even that's not a perfect guarantee, but that's how you do it. So that's how it works. If you play your character to your strengths, your character is a spark, is gone, and it's exciting, but it's not lasting. And if you play your character to be challenged, then you get to play your character more and more, and your character gains momentum from facing adversity, from dealing with shit.
Okay, fair enough. That is explicitly, there's nothing, no currency like that in Kill Puppies for Satan, your first design.
No.
Okay, there you go.
No.
I think you've squirmed out an answer there.
All right, good.
Who am I to judge? But I'm going to put this next question to you directly then. So what have you learned then from Kill Puppies and brought forward?
I've learned that stuff. I've learned that expecting the GM to do it, and the text for Kill Puppies for Satan has this stuff in it that's like, turn expectantly and look at the GM.
Mm-hmm.
Without providing any, So the GM squirms and flinches and racks his brain and tries to come up with shit and mm-hmm. says something stupid and the game stalls out,
That's not deliberate, though.
No, that's not deliberate. That's...
Oh, no.
Well, I mean... Deliberate. That's the parody element of the game.
Right.
That's why I never really considered it. Like, I figured you could play it because it has the same rules as every role-playing game I ever played.
Right.
But I never played it. I didn't know.
So then, was there a lesson in there for you?
Yeah, yeah. You gotta support the GM. You gotta have direction. You gotta have hooks and momentum. You gotta have an engine in a game, not just some stuff.
Okay, we'll leave it in your words. That was very good. So, moving on. Do you play your games?
Yes.
Which games do you favor among your designs? Among the four designs that we talked about here, Kill Puppies, Dogs, poison and Mechaton. Poison and Wicked. Let's leave out Mechaton.
Leave out Mechaton. Yeah. This one. In a Wicked Age is the easiest of the four to play. And it works the most reliably of those four games with the most diverse group of people. Poisoned, when it works, is more fun. When it doesn't work, it's boringer. It's more work, more effort. But and that really depends on the group. So poisoned is less reliable but more fun. And In a Wicked Age is the easiest. Dogs in the Vineyard, I love, but I've played it a lot, mm-hmm. and so I'm not excited to play it again. It's actually, when I was writing it, I watched every Western I could get my hands on,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really need to watch Westerns anymore. You know, sometimes I'll watch one, but I'm not first in line mm-hmm. to watch Westerns, and I feel that same way about Dogs in the Vineyard. I've played it so much. But,
can you talk a little bit about the point which you became exhausted with it? Where in the development of In a Wicked Age or Poisoned did you become exhausted with dogs?
In a Wicked Age has been in development for a while. Poisoned, I wrote in just a couple of months.
Keep your voice.
Sorry. So they totally overlapped. Poisoned, I designed Poisoned in the middle of designing In a Wicked Age. And I don't know if there was really a time. We played a campaign of Dogs in the Vineyard that sort of cemented it for me. And this would have been before my so I did a bunch of design work on In a Wicked Age, and then I had to let it sit for a long time. In fact, it didn't start back up again until somebody else gave me the solution to the problem I'd been stuck on. And we can talk about that if you want. But it was before that we played this campaign of Dogs in the Vineyard, and at the end of that, I was sort of done with Dogs in the Vineyard.
Do you feel like that sense of being done with it propelled you into your next design?
No.
I feel clean now, I'm ready to move on?
No, nothing like that. I mean, I'm always designing games. Mm-hmm. What propelled me into the next design was the spark that mm-hmm. launched it.
Was there any lesson learned then from the from that moment then? That you said you actually played a campaign of Dogs in the Vineyard.
Yeah, and saying it that way made me realize that what's really going on is that I've lost my enthusiasm for single session Dogs in the Vineyard play. I would play a campaign again. But I think I've gotten everything there is to get out of single session
mm-hmm.
play. That's kind of how I feel about Kill Puppies for Satan too.
So it sounds to me though, based on what you said about In a Wicked Age, that that sense has influenced this design. You said In a Wicked Age is very easy to pick up and very easy to continue.
Yes. Yeah. That may well be true, that it's influenced it. Dogs has been done for a long time, and In a Wicked Age all came after that, so I was definitely learning from playing Dogs all throughout In a Wicked Age's development. And including stuff about, like, Dogs, it takes half an hour, 45 minutes to write up a town before you play for mm-hmm. every session or every other session.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for the GM. So there's that much sort of GM prep work. And I said to myself, let's do away with that. So mm-hmm. In a Wicked Age doesn't require any of that. Things like that, character creation in Dogs in the Vineyard. Because in a Wicked Age, you are playing new characters a lot. I had to solve problems of how to create characters that are in some way as good as Dogs in the Vineyard's characters, mm-hmm. right? That's a mm-hmm. standard that I set, you know. But it takes minutes instead of tens of minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, you know, here's a solution to these problems, But Dogs in the Vineyard, I'm talking about, is a solution to these problems of compelling characters and of compelling situation.
Mm-hmm.
How do I, now that I've seen a functional solution, how do I make it more, in this case, how do I make it faster? I could see designing games where I'm like, how do I make it more collaborative? Or how do I make it more intricate? How do I make it expansible instead of in discrete chunks? Mm-hmm. So the answer is yes. I learned enormously.
Excellent. Excellent. That was very interesting. All right. So that's that segment of questions. I have three kind of shotgun questions I'd like to end the interview with.
Okay.
And you can answer them yes or no, or you can give me a little,
sure.
You can give me personal details as you see fit. So one, I won't number them. All right. So Vincent, do you consider yourself a game designer?
Yes. Absolutely.
So let me push that further. If someone asked what you did, would you say you're a game designer?
Yeah. If somebody asked what I did.
If you're at a party, so, oh, what do you do?
Yeah, I'd say I work at a hospital and I design games.
Fascinating. Thanks. So do you consider game design an art?
Yes.
And following that.
And a craft.
Art and craft. Okay, fair enough. Do you consider yourself then an artist?
Oh, for God's sake. Of course I do.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much for sitting down with me.
Thank you.
I'm happy. I'm honored to have been able to grill you.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And all right. So that's it for episode one of Seat Page XX with Luke Versus. And hopefully we'll get to do more of these and we won't break Clyde's stuff. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Clyde.